Hi again. Our first reading is an excerpt from the introduction of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. as the Weyer Lecture Speaker at the UU General Assembly in 1966 by Reverend Dana Greeley and from Greeley? Oh, thank you. Takes a team. And from Dr. King's introduction of his talk. Who can say whether this man is more the product of his times or the architect of his age? In either case, the God of history is with him. Preacher, reformer, citizen, man of peace, lover of justice, in history, he will be appraised as one of the truly great men of this century. We offer him not only our respect, but our love and our loyal support. It is a great privilege to give you Dr. Martin Luther King. After which, Dr. King began to talk with the following words. I need not pause to say how delighted I am to be here tonight. There are those wonderful moments in life when you speak before a group that is so near and dear to you that you don't feel like you have to exchange in the art of persuasion. You don't feel like you are in the midst of strangers. You know that you are with friends. I can assure you that I feel that way tonight. And our next reading is by our very own Caitlin.
I was lucky enough to see Representative John Lewis speak at the Flynn several months ago. I know at least a couple of you were also there. And this was a poem I wrote afterwards. This was a poem I wrote afterwards, sorry. Thank you. It was such an honor to see him, a person who had marched with Dr. King and who had been such a integral part of that movement, which we are still continuing today, and this is not the poem, this is still the leading in part. And I was thinking about what that legacy looks like in this moment. Poem written after seeing John Lewis speak about civil rights. Make it plain, he said, advice from the king of oration. Make it plain, make it clear, make it true. The crowd rose to see him walk on stage. And again as he spoke, as though a wind lifted us all together, a storm of applause reaching up to the vaulted ceiling. But once, a woman stood when the rest of us were seated. She was clapping, and we were clapping, and Representative John Lewis was walking the stage and telling us about the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And the plain truth is, I thought she was going to shoot him.